I was sad in the sense that the church has lost a great pastor, and at the same time, at a personal level, I think I could say I was happy for him that, having served so faithfully over the last 12 years, that he has come to the end of his mission, because he clearly was suffering a lot in the last number of months.
What do you feel that he will be most remembered for?
I think it will be that he was a listening pope, but who also encouraged other people to listen. I think he felt that if we listen, then we understand one another, and even if we don't necessarily always agree, our understanding helps us to, disagree in a charitable and fruitful way. I think that was one of the things, probably one of the very first things that comes across the mind is that he was very clear in his statements about the protection of the earth, which is our common home, but not just in the sense of looking after, trees and wildlife, but like that he had this way of saying everything is connected, and that in his teaching about the environment, he spoke about a human ecology, and that the world in which we live, which is entrusted to all of us, to our care, is also intended to serve the needs of all. And so it was very much an ecology that gave preference to the poor and those who are on the margins.
While his death, Pope Francis's death, is very much a global story, it can be brought a little closer to home, I'm sure you'd agree. And most notably, his visit to the Knock Shrine in 2018, a very momentous occasion.
Yes, actually, strangely, I can identify with both those things, because when Pope Francis was elected, I was in South Africa, and I remember thinking how far away Rome is from here. And then, lo and behold, we have a pope who came from the ends of the earth, as he said himself. But then the other side of it, as you say, it is the local. And while he came to Ireland for the World Meeting of Families, he visited Knock at the invitation of Archbishop Michael Neary. And then, interestingly, a lot of people might not realise this, but in landing at Knock Airport, he actually landed in the Diocese of O'Connery,